Jamie Kelton and Robin Hopkins are here to talk about their new book, If These Ovaries Could Talk, and give us their spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Jamie and Robin.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to be with you.
Tell us about your new book, If These Ovaries Could Talk.
Sure. It's basically a book about creating non-traditional families, although we did just learn a new term in one of our interviews, new traditional families, which we're now stealing.
We like that.
And it is all the interviews that we have done on our podcast, If These Ovaries Could Talk, all these themes emerged about how we create our families and how we have to go about it. And from there, we parsed that all out and created a book that walks people through the different ways that we have to go through in order to make our families, because, as you know, it's not an easy process. I'll let Jamie say some stuff there.
Yes, and how we live in a world that's not created for families like ours.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Well, it all really started with the podcast. At this point, we've interviewed about 100 LGBTQ families of all across the rainbow and the spectrum, and all these themes had come up, and we were like, this is a book. Like, we need this to get out to more people to just share as a journey. So the book functions in two ways, and I think this was part of the reason we wanted to create the book. It functions to help you if you don't know how to go about making an LGBTQ family, like, you know, how you're going to have a baby if you're two women and you're trying to figure it out, and there's all these different options. And so it functions in that way. But then it also is this personal journey of each family, and Jamie and I are just such firm believers in how much representation matters. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, and also the main reason we started the podcast in the first place is because we wanted to share our stories, and all of our stories, all of the LGBTQ plus family experiences needed to be told and needed to be out there. Like Robin said, representation matters, and we make up a huge part of the population, and we are just not represented anywhere, and we couldn't believe that there wasn't A, a podcast like the one we created, but B, a book or anything else like it. So these stories just needed to be told.
What do you hope to accomplish with this book?
I think it exists on a bunch of levels. Like, one is to show the world that our families are just like yours. We're yelling at our kids because we're late for school, just like you are. We're struggling to be the best parents we can be. But at the exact same time, we have to go through this really sometimes invasive, often expensive process to create our families. And so we really want it to serve as an education for both communities, for the LGBTQ community, for people who need the help in figuring their plan out, but then also for, you know, for other folks who have no idea what we go through. Like, they might know that one LGBTQ family in their school, like, oh, there's two moms in the fourth grade, but they have no idea how to talk to those people, how to, you know, what's appropriate to ask, what's not. I think that's like one way that the book is really going to be helpful.
And also, we say in the book, and we're kind of stealing this from Judy Gold, you know, Bob from Iowa or wherever, who's never met an LGBTQ person, let alone an LGBTQ family, might, you know, miraculously pick up the book and discover something new and discover that we're not so bad after all.
Judy always says, once they like us, then they can love us, and once they love us, then they'll think about us when they're at the polling booth. Then it's like suddenly we're in their hearts. And we're all the same, you know, at the heart of things. And so we're all on this parental and family journey.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I think the crux of this is we want our story told. We want this out there. We want everybody to hear all about families like ours. And we want to help bring it out there.
I think we also hope that it's a springboard for more work that we can be doing. Like, Jamie and I are performers, we're actors, and Jamie does voiceover work, and I've done some voiceover work, but nothing like she does. And we've obviously written this book. Like, we hope there's more books. We hope there's a TV show. We hope there's, you know, like, we're putting it all out into the universe.
In these challenging times, how are you dealing with the new normal?
It's tough, and we haven't even had anybody really close to us even gotten sick, but it's still tough.
Jamie says all the time, this is not sustainable.
This is not sustainable. That's my mantra right now.
I'll tell you what helps, though, is having a live stream. We do, in addition to the podcast, we do a live stream every Thursday at 4 Eastern Standard Time on Facebook. And it's like a place where we can talk about all that we're going through with like-minded community folks, because a lot of listeners will jump in and talk to us. And so we'll talk about running a business. We are working from home. Like, we are living like pioneer days where the family never separates. We should make that clear. We have different families. But we're like sort of surviving.
I see myself, I'm just treading water all the time, and I'm happy with that right now because I think that's as good as it's going to get, really.
But at least I feel like if our kids are losing a year of education, all the kids are losing a year of education. If I'm stressed out and like yelling at my kids, all the parents are stressed out and yelling at their kids. So, like, at least there's this feeling of community of not feeling alone in this mess.
Right, true. And we do have the mantra, this is not sustainable, but we also have the mantra, the counter mantra, which is...
only way to go is up.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids in these times?
I feel like we have to echo what Dan Savage's whole mantra of, like, it gets better. You know, and that's, again, like, I keep going back to the representation. Like, the more they can see themselves, you know, then we hope that we're a part of that, the more is likely to get better. I mean, I don't know. I had, like, a horrific junior high and high school experience, and not even because I was a lesbian, just because it stunk. And I held on, and I got out there, and I made it, and I made it through, and here I am.
Mr. Rogers, you said, look for the good people. Look for the helpers. Because we're out there. Sometimes you have to look a little harder to find them. But we're all out there. And like Robin said, it gets better. Look for the helpers when you need help. And do your best to carry on and carry through. Because this is light at the end of that tunnel.
And I would also speak to the parents. I mean, I just think we have to be really in tune to our kids right now. And we have to get them help when they need it. I think that it's important to constantly talk about communicating and talking about your feelings and getting help.
Yeah, there's help out there, and there are good people out there who want to help.
How can people get information about If These Ovaries Could Talk?
Well, we're all over the social media. Jamie and I like to say, even though nobody asked us to, we are everywhere. So we're
actually, we even call our live streams.
The show that nobody asked for. So people can get information at our website, which is ovariestalk.com, but we're also on all the social media platforms. Like, and we do like a lot of content. We have a lot of fun creating videos and doing stuff that some of it's going to be about the podcast, but some of it's going to be about parenting, and some of it's just going to be silliness. Yes. So on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, it's at Ovaries Talk. And then we're also on YouTube if you just search for If These Ovaries Could Talk.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I've got it. I want people to ask us why we are not on television. And then I want them to say that out loud to people who have actual clout. Why are these two not on television? That's a very good question. Why are we not on television, Jamie?
Well, Robin and I are all about educating people about our families, and we're open books. And so I think what I would want people to ask is, ask what you want to know, as long as it's not in a mean-spirited way. Ask what you want to know about our families. Ask what you want to know about our lifestyle, because we have nothing to hide. We built our families with love and intention and tenacity and grit, and we want to share everything with anyone who has not mean-spirited about it.
And we're happy to share about our families. Like Jamie said, we're proud of our family.
Yes, like Biden, we want to bridge the divide.
Yes.
We're open books.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, we have one right now for pandemic.
We say this to each other on the daily, as the kids would say, on the regular. The first part of it is, this is not sustainable. And the uplifting part of it is what, Robin?
Only way to go is up.
And when you say that, you have to really get a high-pitched sound to your voice.
Things are going to get better.
It is. They are. They have to.
Only way to go is up.